Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. So one of the fun activities people like to do on Shabbos is making sushi. People have a birthday party, and they want to make sushi. You have the rice, you have the fish, you have the vegetables, you have the fruit. Is that allowed on Shabbos? So that's another question. Is it considered binyan? Is it building, like making cheese? But I want to focus on one particular area that comes up on today's Daf, Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Ches, which is whether the fish is muksa or not muksa. The very bottom of the daf, Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanya Rabbanan, dag meliach mutil taltalo, a fish that's been salted, one's allowed to move on Shabbos. However, if it's dag tofel, also taltalo. If it's dog that has not, fish that has not been salted at all, not prepared at all, that would be usr. What's the difference? Rashi says, dag tofel usr taltalo, de eno roi leklum. There's no purpose, no one eats it. People don't give it to the dogs to eat. If it's salted, the fish is salted. By salting it, it makes it edible. According to this, our sushi, our fish, is not salted. It's completely raw. And according to the Pesach of the Gemara, it should be entirely muksa to move on Shabbos, let alone making it into a sushi. Tosfos asks a question, Tame, I don't understand. How come we say basar tafel, raw meat, is allowed? We pass like Rabbi Shimon, you can move it because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. But by dog, by raw fish, we say it's usher to move. So Tosa says, because while fish, raw fish, is not fit for dogs, raw meat is fit for dogs. So if there's a purpose for raw meat, there is no purpose for raw fish. The second answer of Tosis is that the brisa about the basa, the raw meat, is talking according to Rabbi Shimon, who's more makeup by muksa. That's why you can move it. But the brisa talks about raw fish according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's more machmir with respect to muksa. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, who's more makeup by muksa on Shabbos. According to the second answer of Tosis, you should be able to move raw fish. According to the first answer of Tosis, you should not be able to move raw fish on Shabbos because it's not fit for dogs. So which answer is correct? Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shinches, Sif Lamed Beis, dog maluach mutil taltalo, salted fish you can move. The she'ena maluach aser mipnei she'ena roi. But if it's not salted, it's completely raw, you're not allowed to move it at all. And the reason why, says the Taz, the Mishabura quotes from the Taz, she'eno roi afla klovim, it's not fit for animals at all, and therefore it's muksa. It's not because we paskin like a Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. It's not, there's no purpose at all for it, and therefore fish should be muksa. Rav Osner writes in his Shuvah Sheva Levi, and this is found in Sheva Levi Chelik Alf Simich Simen Samich Beis. He says, since there are really two deas in Tosfos, according to the second opinion, that the brisa asses raw fish is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we assume lakula like Rabbi Shimon, so since there's one of the two terutim are lakula, the person is in a shas at the chak, or hefsid mamon, one would be able to rely on this. So you could, making sushi wouldn't be a reason, but let's say, I don't know, fish might go bad, you're going to lose money. If it stays out and goes rotten, you might be able to move it in that situation. But the truth is, l'maisa bizman hazeh. Since it's quite prevalent that people eat raw fish, people eat sushi nowadays, it would seem, although I didn't see it discussed by any of the poskim, a lot of poskim, I guess, are a little outdated with respect to this particular halacha, but it would appear that nowadays, over the past few years, where sushi has been very, very common, I would imagine that raw fish would not be muksa, since even an adam, even people, were to eat it, and therefore, with respect to making sushi, we could discuss maybe a different day in daf and practice, but with respect to the aspect of it being muksa, it should not be muksa.